You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Mix 100.
And don't forget to put that Alexa to work. Just say Mix 100 Denver. Alexa, play it. And she will, okay? Super convenient.
I've noticed Alexa, they changed the programming on it. And I like what they've done as time goes on. Because it used to be when Alexa would do something and you said thank you, she had no response.
Mm-hmm.
But now she does. So
she's like a real person at the house now.
Yeah, so now she'll respond to thank yous. And she also will just add things afterwards that I wasn't used to.
Okay, so I'm getting a little sick of that because now she's making suggestions on things that I should purchase. And I don't like that.
Oh, I haven't had that yet.
Oh,
like what?
I have. Oh, I don't know. Like you'll just say, play country music. And then she's like, when you're done listening to this, can I suggest a place to go buy, you know, whiskey or cowboy boots or, you know, like she's starting to make suggestions.
So that's advertising.
Straight up pushing me for products. Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't had that yet.
There's got to be a way to click that off.
She keeps talking after we're done, though. And like I had even started walking out of the room, so I didn't catch everything
said. It's like a wife, isn't it? You start to walk out and you go, whoa, better turn around. I guess we're not done.
Yeah. But use her to, like Jeremy said, listen to your boys in the morning and Mix 100 all day long.
Hey, before we get into the shower thing, because I don't know how long it's going to take. Speaking of products real quick, I do have a quick question for you. Are you a big supplement guy, like vitamins, things like that?
The only thing close to that that I take, because I take a variety of things, but the only thing close to that is I just take vitamin D every day.
That's it.
Yeah.
I counted out my pills because... You know, I'm got a pill box now.
Yeah.
Just for my supplements, though. I'm at 10 vitamins a day. And I'm wondering at what point it's too much and if I'm actually damaging the inside of me versus getting any sort of health benefits.
Let me say this. I don't like what we're supposed to be talking about at 8 o'clock this morning. So let's plug that in instead because I want to talk about that.
Because at some point, you got to be peeing all this out. Or I would love if a nutritionist actually spoke up for us this morning.
Yeah, let's
and said,
let's
you don't need any of this.
I'm going to put a pin in that.
All right. But 10? Ugh.
Yeah, that's excessive,
I would say,
buddy.
Do not take them on an empty stomach. Ugh.
What do you want to ask me about, you perv, regarding my shower?
Well, it's not just me being pervy.
I know you imagine me showering all the time.
I just want to get in there with you, Dom, and get your back. That's all. No, it's not me. This is a thing that's actually been floating around the internet for a couple of days now. It was started by a tweet. Some woman named Alice tweeted this out, and she was talking about which way you face in the shower. And it's so funny because it's just something so stupid, but then you sit there and think about it. It's like, well, we all shower, and then you really start thinking about how do I shower? Mm-hmm. And now responses are all over the place. Do you stand with the water hitting your chest when you shower?
Mm-hmm.
Do you turn around and let it hit your back? Are you a sideways person when you're in the shower?
So is this would be primarily because nobody stands still.
Nobody
but you're
stands
which way
still.
Is like which way do you start and which way is
but
your
in
primary?
General, I guess you would start. Yes, you've got to do a 360 in there to get all the suds off, but generally I think you stay in one direction for a majority of it. Even when you're done, you stay in there for that extra few minutes, you know, just washing the day off you. Which way are you?
I'm a facing guy.
See, and to me, that is insane. Get my back. I want the water to hit my back right below, like right where my neck connects to my shoulders. Just right there. Lean your head
down. Yeah, for a while, that can feel good.
That's how I am through the whole thing.
Are you sure it's not that you are so kind of squeamish about anybody seeing you naked and with no shirt on that you don't even want the shower head looking at you?
The shower head, now that I think about it, kind of is formed so it looks like a little bit of a judgy face. You know, it's kind of the way the water comes out of
it's
it. There's eyes.
Head. I mean,
it could be.
So now
it's got a bit of a smirk. It's so funny. We've got, you know, the clear shower doors, which have to be replaced as soon as possible.
With what?
The rain texture that's kind of like a squiggly, you know.
So that nobody can see you?
Yeah, it's like, you know, It's like those Dateline shows where they, you know, blur out people's faces. That's what I need in the shower.
The bathroom door?
I have to kick everybody out. Again, we talked about this the other day. There's no door on our bathroom. It's just an entry into the master bath. And then, so anyone who comes in to the master can see me. So I have to kick everybody out. The kids, the wife, the dog.
Just lock the bedroom door?
I lock the bedroom door. And the bad thing is with our house, the placement is the master bedroom window is right in the front of the house. So if you're across the street, you can look right into our bedroom from the other upper level, look at the mirror basically in the bathroom, and you can see me in the shower. So I even have to close the curtains in my bedroom when I take a shower because I know the neighbors can see me.
What must it be like to walk around in your skin every day?
Yeah, you're saying then you'd be fine leaving the windows open and everything and walking around?
Across the street, through your window, through the mirror, the reflection.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All the way into the bathroom, I guarantee into your shower, through the shower glass door that has got water pouring down it. Nobody can see you.
I 100% guarantee you, if you were on the second level in the house across the street from me,
with
you
binoculars.
Can watch me shower. You could see it all. And you wouldn't need binoculars. Thank you very much.
You need a telescope.
Yeah, this is the life I live. But I think that could be... Oh, although now that I think about it, if my back is towards the water, then that is me facing the mirror. So across the street, they're getting full frontal.
So now you're going to turn around.
I might have to rethink the turning around. How can you stand it hitting you in the front for a majority of your shower? Isn't it like... up in your face and... Oh, it's... That's probably the creepiest face you've ever made at me right there. So it's not hitting you up high. Okay.
No. Greatest day of my life was when I discovered Pulse.
It's got a massage feature?
No.
We're done. We're done. I can't even. I can't even.
You're done with me? Come... couple of notes that are coming in regarding Jeremy's question about whether you face the shower head or turn your back to it. Leanne says, I have to keep my back to the water. Plus, we got one of those multiple jets that come out at all levels. She writes,
oh, yeah.
That is disconcerting. I've seen those and I don't.
Yeah. I want to try it.
Maybe I would change my mind. I got to use one time at some fancy schmancy hotel. You know what I think? Let's just talk here. Let's just talk as kids. That, I think, is one of those things that falls into the category of overhyped and it's really not worth it. In other words, it's supposed to make it seem like it's so luxurious. But, and I'm not saying there's not a few people out there who go, oh my God, it's the greatest thing. I'm in a shower and water is coming at me from like 11 different places. I mean, if you're that filthy that you need that much water power to rub the funk off of you, then you've got a bigger problem.
Rethink some lifestyle choices, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've never tried one of those. I guess I would have to experience it. Well, you'd kind of feel like you're in like a car wash or something, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, like
that's
one of those auto washes.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those rain feature ones? It's the one right at the top.
That is my next. That was going to be the next thing I wanted to talk about. Why do you have that?
I don't. And when we remodel, that's been brought up in conversation.
Don't.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because again, that's the thing. You see it in all the fancy magazines, and you're like, oh, it's like a little waterfall coming down on top of your head. It's, first of all, there's never enough water pressure coming from it. It's okay. Just like you're standing under drizzle.
And you kind of feel like you're drowning probably, right? Is it just because it's just constant?
Again, there are people who not think necessary. That I'm crazy and they swear by it. I get it. People are different. But those little rain ones from straight up above, there's something weird about them.
We've been using the single shower head for 100 years. Why do we have to jack with it? It's right. been working fine for a long time.
Have you ever done the thing where you replace your shower head mm-hmm. with a newer one and suddenly your water pressure just like goes up and it's like, oh my God, I was living in a trickle for like years.
Where have you been?
Mm-hmm. You can take your shower head off and clean it in like a mixture of vinegar and baking soda?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, and clean all the particulates and stuff out of it.
Yeah,
and it's, a lot of times it's like having a new shower head.
That's one of the things that when we were looking for houses, that was one of the things on Nicole's, one of her check boxes is every time we'd have to go in and check water pressure mm-hmm. in the bathrooms. And because she's like, it makes a big difference. I know, she said, but you know, when you're a woman washing your hair, the amount of that's coming out, she's like, you have no idea what kind of life it is if you got weak water pressure.
I had a plumber at the house from Plumline, little plug
nice.
For them. And he was talking to me about that. He says, should we check your water pressure? They go outside the house
yeah.
and they can check and you can fiddle with it.
Yes, you can.
But you got to be careful too, because if the city finds out sometimes, if you go up above like the city, there's a speed limit
yeah.
on water pressure.
But if they show up, you just turn the hose on them and blow them across the street. real quick, Arlen wrote in. He says, boys, I face backwards because I want the water to hit my back more than my front because my arms don't bend back far enough to wash my back. I can wash my front just fine, but really, can any of us actually scrub our own back? My thought process is that I'm basically power washing my back like a car mm-hmm. to get all the gunk off. And that was from Arlen.
You know, Arlen, maybe what you need is one of those, like Jeremy mentioned, the car wash. You know those rotating brushes that you, when you go through the drive-through car wash, it's
yes.
got those rotating brushes on each side.
Arlen,
we need those
that.
Spinning
oh
around
God.
In our shower to rub up against.
visual. Flap, 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 flap.
I would choose that before I'd choose one of those rain.
You got to be careful with that, Dom. You got to be careful. All I'm saying.